Miriam Bregman is a human rights lawyer in Argentina. She has questioned Cardinal Bergoglio, as he was then, about his alleged complicity with the former regime. I spoke to her from Buenos Aires and I asked her what she thought he knew about the disappearance of the two priests.
Bueno, Jorge Bergoglio, el actual Papa, fue citado a declarar en calidad de testigo en la causa ESMA.
Jorge Bergoglio, who is the current Pope, had his statements quoted as a quality witness in the ESMA case. I am referring to one of the biggest clandestine detention centers in Argentina, and this was in November of 2010. He was brought in to testify to what another witness, now sentenced, had said. This witness was also a member of the church at the time, in 1976, when the priests Yalix and Yurio were kidnapped. And the main reason why they were kidnapped was primarily because Bergoglio exposed them. In this audience, when we interrogated him, he tried to refute it, but he couldn't deny the evidence that existed against him about his actions in this case.
When you had a chance to interview him, what did he actually tell you was his role?
Él dijo que se limitó a hacer gestiones con sus superiores.
He said that his efforts were limited by his superiors and that the men had been taken quickly to the Naval Mechanical College. When the priests were freed, tortured, hungry, and essentially disappeared, because there were many others like this, he didn't do anything to avert the situation.
In terms of what happened, though, to the two priests, Father Yorio, Father Yalic, do you believe that he did all he could to try and help them?
Ellos estuvieron varios meses secuestrados y después fueron liberados, pero varios integrantes de...
They spent various months kidnapped and after that they were liberated. But this happened with various members of the church that lived in these very poor neighborhoods. And until now they continue to be disappeared and we do not know more of them. Evidently, the evidence is in the form of the survivors' testament and the testament of the families of these priests who say that Bergoglio didn't do all he could, and more than that, he shunned them. This situation did not begin on the day he turned his back on the priests, but rather he earlier had highlighted them to the dictatorship by leaving them outside of the order which they had been a part of.
One of the men, Father Yalic, is still alive. He's in Germany. He's actually issued a statement today saying that he's found peace with what is now Pope Francis.
Sí, por lo que conozco a través de...
Yes, from what we know according to the journalist's information. People are saying that he did not make the statement himself, but rather someone took the statement. The religious order with whom he's staying at the moment. Unfortunately, we cannot count on Yalik's testimony for the ESMA case, but we have the testament of other people that also have a direct involvement in such cases, like I mentioned earlier. Also, this is not the only time that Bergoglio was involved. There are also cases of stolen babies in which Bergoglio has also been asked to testify.
Okay, just to be absolutely clear, you're saying that you do not believe that that statement has come from Father Yalic.
Es lo que dice el comunicado, que no fue...
It is what the communication officers say, but he did not say anything because for many years he lived outside Buenos Aires. Father Yalic can forgive anyone he likes. We do not deal with personal issues. We deal with what is relevant in the case.
But in terms of what you are alleging that Pope Francis actually did, how would you characterize his actions during that period?
Sí, que no hizo nada cuando era su obligación.
He did not do anything when it was his obligation to do something and families looked specifically to him, like in the case of stolen babies, because he could have helped them and they didn't receive help. There exist testimonies of families going to him to ask for help. The really worrying case is the kidnap of the priests, and in this case he complied with the wishes of the Catholic Church by denouncing them to the military dictatorship.
What's your own view? Should he be in prison?
In Argentina it has been a debate that has been going on for many years. This is what the ecclesiastic hierarchy did during this time. Many have been asked to go to judicial cases, and sadly, it's been very slow and hasn't advanced much. We don't think anyone needs to go to jail if there isn't enough proof, of course, but you would have to evaluate the whole of the responsibility. And it's difficult to analyze in an isolated way, as it involved the whole of the church hierarchy in different ways in different cases. Some cases went like the von Rönnick one. He was sentenced, but some haven't even got there because the people have died. In this concrete case, I think you have to ask the people who were involved directly.
Argentinian human rights lawyer Dr. Miriam Bregman there. Well, Dr.